where you were a couple weeks ago and come back and do this? How does this all hit you?
Just kind of take it in stride and move on to the next one. You know, it's playing quarterback in this league is just a funny thing. You're only as good as your next game, you know. And so we've already moved on, and we'll try to hopefully carry some of the momentum into this week. But we've got a completely different opponent now, different defense, and different challenges to face.
But is it kind of special to come back and win this kind of an honor right off the bat in this?
Yeah, it's a, I mean, it's a huge honor, you know, and obviously you know, in order to do that, you know, some of the spectacular catches that were made and the, you know, keeping me clean all day with the protection and all that, it's a nice honor for everybody on offense.
How did you find out about it?
It was just told, or people were saying congrats, and I didn't know what they're saying congrats about. And but yeah, that's, I just found out.
Did your son win mathematician of the week?
Yeah, he's king of our house for the week, I think. Yeah, he's been getting some shout outs at school and stuff. He's pretty excited.
Did you, how's he handling being a national TV star at the age of 8?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really get it. He's 7. He's almost 8. He's 7. Yeah, but he didn't really get it too much. But we've got a big day tomorrow because he's got his little math club before school. So we're excited for him to get into that math club and see what they think.
Who did you hear from a lot of different people about your son's mathematical genius episode on?
Yeah, well, that's, I got more texts about that than did about, you know, the game, just in terms of, you know, how he was able to withstand the pressure and you know, get the problem right and all that. But it was a neat moment for me to bring him up and, you know, kind of unrehearsed or anything, just, you know, introduced him and brought him up, and I didn't know what he was going to do, but he nailed it.
Did you Jaguars team is one that you've seen the last couple of years playing in the division. As you've looked at them on tape so far, what have you seen defensively from them?
Well, defensively, they're tough. I mean, their front four is probably as good as we'll see all year in terms of the talent they have and the effort they play with. You know, if you look statistically at the amount of fumbles they forced this year, you know, their first down efficiency, how well they've played in the red zone, there's a lot of different things that jump out on tape with this defense, and it'll be a big challenge for us, you know, to go in there and to face these guys. But we've really, you know, up front, it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, like I said, they're very talented, and then they've got a young defense, young secondary with guys just flying around. But the team speed really jumps out as well.
Right. Bill said after the game to us that, you know, this is how we can play, this is how we need to play, almost like everybody's kind of discovering this is what's possible. After looking at the film, I know it's not going to be 6 touchdown passes every week, but did you see things pace-wise, attack-wise, downfield, all those things that you think you can continue on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we made some plays in that game, and you know, and now it's about consistency, and that's really what Coach O'Brien said after the game. You know, we've got to start all over and see if we can do it again. And so, you know, the potential has been there all year. I thought, you know, we did a good job even overcoming some adversity and some 3-and-outs and, you know, the fumble and different things that happened. We did a good job moving on to the next play. But, yeah, I mean, there's got to be a consistency now, though, and I think it starts, you know, today with practice. And, you know, we hinted on it last week. I mean, I thought we had some good practices, and so we've just got to continue to do that this week.
Ryan, Anthony Denham's kind of had a pretty crazy route just to even get here, and he was added to the active roster. What have you seen in him? Just, you know, obviously he's on the practice squad previously, but in terms of kind of taking that next step to make it to an active roster?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big-time accomplishment, you know, to get to the 53, and he's obviously a real talented guy. You know, he's got a lot of work to do, and he knows that, but he's done a good job of putting the work in and really trying to learn the system and practicing hard every day. And I think that his competitiveness in practice and the things that he's done on scout team will hopefully carry over because he's worked real hard all year.
Bill was saying when you guys use Watt as the tight end in those situations that it's not a circus show, it's because he's so talented. What's it like watching him on defense? And then obviously when you're in the game, you can't really watch him, but just kind of seeing that talent on so many levels rise to the top.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the rare combination of, you know, maybe the most talented guy on the field, but the best work ethic as well. And, you know, two of his three touchdown catches this year have been pretty great catches, you know, and that's really shown his ability not only to, you know, get out there and catch a ball, but to make the big play, to rise to the occasion. He always seems to be in the right place at the right time and rise to the occasion when a play needs to be made. And so I think in putting him on offense and having him make a few plays this year, that's been evident there too.
Being a QB, it seems like it's for the MVPs, it's almost always quarterbacks, you know, often in this league and sometimes running backs. But being a QB, how do you view that whole thing? I mean, is he MVP worthy, and do defensive players not get enough credit when it comes to actual MVP talk?
I don't know. I mean, he's a great player for us, you know, and I know how much he means to our team. And so I guess I'll kind of leave it at that. I don't know, compared to other guys, how valuable he is to our team versus how valuable they are to their teams. I mean, I can speak for what I see every day, and it's him in here working. And, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, he playing against him and now being his teammate, he's a special talent.
Ryan, you know what your journey was to get where you are and all that. And you got a guy like Anthony Denham who just signed with Roger for the first time as a rookie. He had a long, tough journey to get where he's at. And when you guys as veterans see the young guy finally get a chance or get a chance in the on the roster, how does it hit the veterans in general?
Well, I think it brings you back. You know, it brings me back to when I was, you know, a rookie in the league and fighting every day to try to get my first shot. So I think you think about some of that stuff and the road that, you know, I took to get here. But also it's just kind of the beginning for him, you know, in terms of now that he's on the active, it doesn't mean that the hard work stops. I mean, he's got to step it up that much more. And it's the mental part of the game and really knowing this game plan and going out there and being able to execute it. But it's also, you know, getting balls after practice, you know, running the extra sprints, whatever it is, and just continue to put your foot on the gas pedal and, you know, have this catapult you to work harder rather than be satisfied.
Getting back to your son one more time, when you talk about a father's pride, where do you think your pride was at that moment in front of everybody and he comes through?
I was definitely a proud father at that point, you know, and I am. On a daily basis, but that was a cool moment to share there.
Did you teach him the trick, or did he learn that himself?
Yeah, it's part of his math club, but he I helped him with it, yeah. But yeah, he likes numbers, just like his dad. He likes numbers.
He does binary code
too. Yeah, stay tuned for next week.
Say that word, it makes us nauseous.
All right, thanks.
Well done. Thanks.